Welcome to the Hour of Lateral Thinking, heard weekly from New York City. I'm Janet Coleman.
I'm David Dozer,
the displaced playwright. As always, we will be joined by Chris Cerf, co-author with Henry Beard of Spinglish and Encyclopedia Paranoica, and on his own, A Skunk in My Bunk. Compulsive writer and songsmith David Finkel, Maggie Paley, author of More Than Just the Book of the Penis, and audio engineer and musical perpetrator Bob Auld to discuss chores. Now, I don't know if you go through the litany of your tomorrow's chores before you go to bed, or you go through the litany of your chores when you wake up. Personally, I do it both times. I go over all my chores at night. They don't seem so bad. But when I get up, when I have to do them, they seem so bad.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm basically try to be 3 days ahead.
3 days ahead in your chores?
Yeah, I look, but yes, like today, we went to the supermarket.
All right.
But before we went there, I imagined going in the supermarket, going down the aisles and the things we buy there and where they are, and the whole, all the way around the rim of the store, which is where the food actually is, in the interior, there's all that food product or whatever it is. And then you get, anyway, so I run that through my mind, yeah.
Never thought of that before. Even though we do this every single week, it's...
Yeah, but if I don't run the dry run in my mind, I might leave out the broccoli or something horrible, and now I would be in trouble.
You never write it down. You don't really
have to, because
once you do a chore so many times, you tend to not go
over... Look, that's autism style, where you picture stuff. You don't think in words and so forth.
Oh, really? Is that how you see it? Ahead of
see
broccoli?
It a little, yeah, or, I see this. I see the store. I visualize walking around the store.
I can do that.
Of course.
I think I'll do that, but it takes.
It's like
too,
a yeah.
It sort of interferes.
It's doing the chores twice, is what it is.
Yeah.
If I even do that, I will do that about what I'm going to do in the kitchen. I run it through. Some nights you may notice I forget to put water in the pot where we're going to boil water.
Right.
Water,
yes,
and then
I
you
noticed.
Turn the flame on, which is your duty, you see. And then the two things don't match up correctly and the house burns down.
Well, this is a thing that was worked out. I have to attribute most of this chore doing to the pandemic. And during the pandemic, the height of it, I'd say, this kind of thing, to have a lot of chores, was kind of a way to keep a grip on reality.
Yeah.
So now it's really like a kind of madness, I think, just going on and having so many chores. Well, let's ask Chris Cerf if he feels the same way. I mean, I know he does a lot of things and has a lot of appointments and what all, but I don't know whether his brain is racing all the time or whether he's doing these things and not even thinking about them.
No, I have to write a to-do list to remember. Of course, writing the to-do list becomes a chore in itself.
Yeah, sure.
It's a meta-chore, if you like.
Right.
I have to write down that I didn't do my to-do list, so that is a meta-meta-chore and so forth.
Yeah.
But yeah, tend to have things that I forget to do if I don't write them down. And also Catherine and I kind of, especially after the pandemic, split up specific jobs.
Right.
You know, like she does a lot of the cooking, I wash the dishes, I make the bed, she sweeps the sidewalk, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, the sweeping the sidewalk.
Yeah,
how often do you have to do that?
Well, whenever there's people drop stuff in front of it, which they tend to do.
What, people come by your apartment house
or
something?
Yeah, they love to just throw litter on our front stoop. Yeah.
Whoa.
I think they know we sweep it up, so we attract more people who throw things.
Right. Street creeps.
Mm.
So, and Maggie, do you have millions of chores? In fact, David, if you could reach behind you, behind that picture. No, I guess
microphone.
You can.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do have a million chores. And I was thinking about old chores, the things that I used to do when I was a kid, which was I used to make my bed. And I used to, my brother used to make, when he was in town, my brother was cooking. And so on.
Just a hurricane. Yes, while your brother was cooking?
Yes, he used to cook. because he made nice spaghetti and other things like that. And he was very good at chores. And
he made spaghetti. That's a yes. He was good at chores. Yes.
And yeah, and I used to, as I said, I used to make my bed, and I used to do a lot of things. But now, in the present day, I also have a lot of things that I do, and they're...
Are they fun? Or are they just, I mean, have you separated out your old chores from your new chores? You dropped off some chores because they were, what, too tedious or what?
Well, nobody cares if I make my bed in this place.
I care.
We all care, Maggie. We care.
Oh, it's wrinkly.
Oh, okay.
So you leave your bed unmade. Okay.
No, and my table is full of stuff that I haven't read yet, that I've meant to read, but I haven't. And so it goes.
So it goes to hell. It goes to pot. Right. That is
right.
A, okay.
Right.
That's
Kurt Vonnegut would say.
Yes. Yes. So, and David Finkel, how about your chores? You must have a million chores because you have to go to the theater about every 2 minutes, right? To criticize what people have been working on or not working on for 2 years.
Right? Everything I have is chores. They're part of me. The truth is, I don't think of anything I do in terms of chores. I think if I thought of them as chores, I would not want to do them. I just think of them as things I do. You know, I get up, I make my bed.
So my taking out the garbage is fun, right?
Yeah.
Not
Maybe
necessarily
he doesn't.
That. Wait a not
minute,
necessarily,
do you take out the garbage?
Yeah, of course I do. But I don't think now I have that chore to do. It's just a thing I do. I take when the garbage bags are full, I take them out. There's not
okay,
that much
well,
to it. And I think, you know, if I thought of them, I just would think, I suppose there are a lot of things that I could classify as chores if I wanted to, but I really don't
want
to.
Well, let's try.
housekeeping is kind of like a...
Yeah, and I suppose that's right. I do have someone who comes in every other week and does those chores, I guess. Are we differentiating between work we do and chores? Because going to theater and writing reviews as a reviewer, that's my work. I don't think
that's a job.
Yeah,
a chore is something different from a job.
A chore is something
you?
Different. And I
yeah,
suppose...
Yeah. But your job, it's tasks.
I suppose
chores.
I suppose
Did you look
taking
that up?
No,
taking,
I just made it. I just thought about it.
Taking
if you
shirts
have to go
to,
there and work.
You know, taking
shirts to the laundry
would be a chore. But I don't sure. I think oh, I could
yeah,
better
I think
take
things
my shirt.
We all have to do. Things we all have to do to stay alive are kind of chores as opposed to our chosen professions.
For me, there are things. That's just something I do. Oh, I have five or six shirts here. I'm going to take them to the laundromat, or take them to the nice place around the corner for me where they do your shirts for $3 or more. I think they're going up to $3.25 now. Paying that's a chore. Paying
yes,
for things.
Paying
for things.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
that's
going
a chore.
To the bank, getting money, yeah. And.
Well, that's
putting
a chore.
It on a credit
doing
card.
Doing your check register is a chore.
Oh, I find it to be a big chore. And I also find reading my credit card number to people on the phone that I'm ordering stuff.
You should have that
from.
Recorded and you just push a button and you receive.
Yes.
Hear yourself recite the number.
But I move around which credit card I'm using.
Yeah.
And especially giving, and I always say, and the secret code is, you know, try to make it more
whisper that part.
Entertaining for myself, yeah, but it isn't really that entertaining. And then when you see whatever it is you've ordered a month and a half later.
Some chores you can turn into a game, you know.
Which ones?
Like, for instance, if there are utensils in the sink, I always estimate an over-under. And I put up, I think the over-under on these group of forks. And
that's a great idea.
Yeah, yes. And then I see if I'm right or wrong about did I put the right number up on that. Sometimes I hit it, like 9 is a frequent number I hit somehow.
Is washing the dishes a chore? Not for me. Just something I do. I dirtied the dishes.
Would you like to come over and wash mine then?
Yeah, hey, how about that? It sounds like he'd make it first.
Then I can wash mine.
Yeah.
Well, just let me know let me know when's good for you, and I'll just be right over, and I'll just wash your dishes.
Okay, great.
It's not a chore.
What is
and it's certainly
what
for,
is brushing,
for friends. To do, doing something for
teeth,
a friend
is
not a chore.
All right, I'm going to read
you a list.
Will
you brush my teeth?
Yeah, sometimes
well, I didn't,
brush,
I didn't
like
hear
an
that.
Animal's teeth or something. Yes.
Will you brush Bob's teeth?
That's just something you do, but you don't brush
that's
other
hard.
People's teeth.
And
right?
if you did brush his teeth, would you go around behind him, or would
like a
do
dentist.
It from like a dentist does it, or now just stand and smile, and then you brush his teeth right there. Anyway, I have a list of somebody's chores. This list was given to me. This is a theater quiz in a funny way. And a famous producer, wanted me to write a biography of him. And he gave me a whole bunch of sort of relics from his collection of relics. And this was a list that had been given to him. All right, it was Alex Cohen.
Yeah, come on. There's no.
I'm not keeping it a secret. He was very fun, and he was especially fun to eat out with because he ate so much.
Okay,
he would say,
get to the list.
Okay, all right. Well, somebody.
For that matter, you can say who the list is by.
Was he fat?
He was chubby. I mean, he wasn't skinny, was he? No, he wasn't.
No.
But he somehow, he wasn't that fat.
Average size producer.
But what he said was he was a fresser, which meant he ate like an animal. That's the German translation for fresser. Anyway, this list is by a famous comedian.
Say who it is. What's the difference?
Why? All right. Yeah, you're right.
You're not going to guess who it is.
Okay. It's Elaine May, but I didn't want to say it too fast. But this is her list of what she had to do. Get hair fixed. Take bath. Wash self, parentheses. Get towel, soap, washcloth. Undress. Am I going to go on with this? Wash self.
Well, it goes on.
Dry self.
Was it five pages long?
Dress. Put on this. Anyway, it gets all. Comb hair.
It's very specific.
Do other things as those wouldn't have. I don't know. Anyway, correct Alex's souvenir program. And then it gets on to it. Call Michael. Now, who would
there
he
you
be?
Go. See?
Anyway, that would be Mike
that
Nichols,
was an interesting.
Some other comedian who became.
Some right, that's right. Some
I,
other
I
comedian.
I think that's was, Mike Nichols. But calling him, was that a chore? You know,
yeah,
I actually
it is.
I begin to
understand
like
that drying herself.
It was a to-do.
Drying
was a chore.
Herself.
If she didn't write that down, would she have just taken a shower and then put her clothes on?
I don't know. I think she wouldn't have.
Well, she had
I
the guess, towels. She went and got the towels. So
I get the
assume
feeling.
Assume she used them.
Yeah, and washcloth, too. Well, at least she did have a washcloth. She didn't just go in there. Think of Sheldon. Buy stamps. This is getting. Avoid answering phone. Especially, in case it is Michael. Or answer, anyway, as desired.
That's a chore. That's
anyway.
A chore.
This
to
is
avoid.
All a very grown-up chore list, and I think what we should remember is that chores originally were something that our parents told us to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Correct. All right, well, let's...
Get your chores done.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash.
Don't talk back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. Are you
coat back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat. Yak-y-yak.
Don't coat back.
Totally fabulous song. That's Yakety Yak by the Coasters. You may have heard it recently, but it comes to us every minute as a thing to play. It is so great. This discussion makes me think that parents had a better idea of chores and what's a chore than we do. Let me ask you, David, I don't remember having any chores.
Oh, really?
No, I don't. I think I was...
We bought a half-acre house in Mount Lebanon, yeah. Pittsburgh. And I had to mow the lawn, and my father had this lawnmower that was almost impossible to push. It was so... It took all my strength, and like the neighbor had this aluminum brand new model you just whisked around, and I was like, whoa, straining to mow this quarter acre, for which I got a dollar, so it was sort
How
of like a job.
How old were you?
How old was I?
I think
I was
it's
as
a job.
Old as 10.
Ooh,
yeah, I was 10, if not 9. I don't remember how early I started.
Sounds like child abuse.
It does.
Well,
sure. Why didn't your father do it?
I mean, I was being abused. I thought I was... Well, my father came from a farm culture in Ohio where you did need children and they did have chores because otherwise they ran the business. I mean, you had to go out in the fields and do whatever you did, harvest and so forth. And
Being a farmer is a definition of doing chores.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
From sun up to sun down.
Milk the cow and all that stuff.
Right.
So it was like that. My father was used to the idea that you have children, so they work the farm. But we didn't have a farm, so I got to mow the lawn. It was like working the farm.
Chris,
I think at that point I realized children are unnecessary now. Well, why are we people having children? You don't need them.
Because they don't have to work on the farm.
Unless you have a reason to have that kid doing something, sitting down at a sewing machine and making clothes, why are you having them? They're just eat up money or waste of time.
Is having children a chore? Suffer. Maybe it's a chore to have children.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, I can't.
Well, some religions, it seems like it. Multiply.
Go forth and multiply,
certainly.
Of course.
It's a chore. It's a
chore. So which of us has... Children.
None of us.
Right.
None of us wanted
none that I know.
Particular
yes.
Unlimited line of chores, perhaps.
Well,
right.
I think that's a part of it, anyway.
Well, we also have to do our own chores and take care of ourselves till we get old.
That may be. And take care of our... Right. In other words, you don't have... didn't multiply, and therefore you have to do chores to the end of your life.
Suddenly I realize why people have children. Of course, children neglect their older... parents, so I don't see what good.
Not all.
I was did nothing for my
Yours
parents.
Yours would probably neglect you because you want it that way. Well, it's dead silence on the other
I don't
other
get
one.
The, how that happens.
I don't
they
know.
They become
just,
younger than me, what?
They become...
yeah, I think
they don't want to do
actually,
your...
Actually, my parents are younger than me at this point.
All right, so Chris, what chores were you engaged in that you had to do because your parents suggested it, perhaps, or made it
Definitely.
Happen? Yeah, what were they?
Well, the first one I remember is again our country house, sort of the same idea. There was a flagstone path around the house, and my mom wanted all the grass cut around the flagstone so that they were exactly square, which was actually really hard to do.
Yeah.
It would take me, especially because I wasn't very adept with the clipper, so it would take me like 10 minutes to do each flagstone. So that, wow, that was a big job. The other thing I remember is my mom made up chores for me to do at 6:30. I think it was at 6:30 on weeknights, because there was a television show, I don't know if any of you remember this, called Lucky Pup, starring Ned and Fudini.
Of course.
Which I absolutely loved. It was Marty Bunnan's puppets.
Oh, what great
but
puppets.
My mom thought the show was horrible and that it was bad for me, because she thought that the way Fudini would hypnotize Pinhead would give me very bad ideas and nightmares. So she kept coming up with ridiculous tasks for me to do at exactly the time the show was on. But I found ways to watch it anyway.
Oh, I'm shocked to hear that your mother didn't like Lucky Pup. I mean, was it just not in the Dr. Seuss category of children's entertainment?
She thought that it was a story about an evil magician hypnotizing someone who worked for him. And she thought Pinhead was gay anyway. She didn't like that much. So, I don't need to go there. But she came up with the most elaborate things to do, including games she would make up to play so my brother and I wouldn't watch it.
Oh.
But I loved it. I still have fond memories of it.
Fudini.
And I have a collection of Pinhead and Fudini comic books.
Really? I didn't know that they had comic books that followed their TV show. They were brilliant. And they weren't even Bert Tilstrom puppets. They were a whole other...
No,
they were before them,
I think.
They
were much more...
Earlier.
Much more radical. I mean, they...
In what way?
It was a much more daring, silly show. I mean...
Yeah.
It was much more irreverent somehow.
Yeah,
I love Bert Tilstrom, don't get me wrong.
No, I know.
But somehow there was... They were dangerous. The whole idea that Lucky Pup inherited a lot of money and to fund Fudini's experiments. And he took advantage of a dog who didn't know any better. And the dog was rich. I mean, it was really an odd show.
It really is. And to have a character named, Fudini to begin with is a joke.
Yeah.
A magician named Fudini. Fudini. Yeah. Yes, I miss that show now that I think of it. It was the earliest television show practically ever.
Very early.
Yeah.
It's hard to find it. There are a few of them on YouTube, but not many.
Really?
They have them out at the Museum of Broadcasting out in Queens. They have a few of them.
Oh, yeah? Have you been
out? They have the original puppets there, too.
Wow. Oh, let's all go there. And that would be not...
Oh, it's a cool place to go anyway.
Not a chore at all to see Lucky Pup in the real... And Pinhead, everybody...
I'm glad
I
found someone else who liked it.
Oh, loved it.
Catherine, my wife, hates it. So I always... Well, she's only seen the ones on YouTube, but she doesn't see why I love it either. So I always wrap her Christmas presents in reproductions of the comic book.
Speaking of comic books and gifts out of comic books, I found, while cleaning up a whole closet of David's, I found two Nancy ties.
Oh, yeah.
Very glad.
One has...
Are they the ones that Peter Artery made? I mean...
I don't know. I haven't looked at the labels yet.
I think I got them.
Peter Artery made...
Yes,
Nancy,
you don't know.
Ties?
Peter Artery, who was Pat Maggie's and my friend from the Paris Review, good friend.
Yeah.
He and I were incredible Ernie Bushmiller fans. And so Peter had very preppy... They looked like club ties made with little Nancy's on them. And he sent one to Ernie Bushmiller, who was furious.
He was.
Bushmiller thought we had no right to make them. But we kept them anyway. I still have mine.
It's funny that he didn't mind Samuel Beckett making,
giving him ideas.
Having...
Samuel Beckett is one thing, and
Rotary
and Chris is quite another.
But, I mean, he didn't know who Samuel Beckett was. He was just a guy in France who said he was a writer. I mean, he hadn't even written any of the plays that he later... suggested to Ernie Bushmiller as good setups for Nancy and Sluggo. Waiting for Godot. Anyway, that's no chore at all.
So tell me this, Janet, and I guess I'm hoping to make some trouble. Cleaning up David's closet, that was your chore and not David's chore?
It, That's yes. That's a good insight yeah. there. Very no, good. Yeah. He doesn't.
Yeah. I could barely get to that closet.
His
really.
Idea is that he doesn't need clothes, so why should he have any in his closet?
I don't like to take care of clothes, so I like simple clothing that dries quickly and doesn't need to be ironed and stuff like that. That's all.
Fair.
I don't want to have a collection of clothes, you know, that's all.
Ironing being a chore.
See, ironing.
Definitely.
I have no idea how to do it.
It sounds like David has the wash day blues.
Aha!
Maybe that's it.
Wash day blues. I ain't never been very lucky. I ain't never won a prize. But I'd like to get a job on TV with some of that soap they advertise. Rubbing and a scrubbing and a rinse in the mouth. Gotta hang them out early. I hope a sun comes out.
Watch them out, bring them out, hang them on the line. Get a little tired, just think about the good times.
Wash day blues. Machine, but he spends all his money on payday to make me look like a queen. Now I'm rubbing and scrubbing and rinsing them out. Gotta hang them out early and hope the sun comes
out. Wash them out, bring them out, hang them on the line. Get a little tired, just think about the good times.
Wash day blues. Boy, I hate to wash an arm worse than anything in the world. And if we ever get rich, first thing gonna do is to make my old man get me a maid, and then I'll have it made, cause he has really sent me through the ringer. Boy, I hate dirty diapers. I've worn so many diapers I got diaper rash on my hands. These old stiff working bridges have got my hands all to pieces. One of these days, though, maybe I won't have to wash them.
That's great. Interior monologue from Dolly Parton, Wash Day Blues. It seems like she experienced all those chores. She doesn't seem like she's just some huge celebrity who has everybody else do her chores. It sounds like Dolly Parton remembers the earth.
Well, she started poor, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She did. Yeah. Now, why is it that men are supposed to do the chore of garbage?
What? Who said?
Because it takes heavy lifting.
Oh, is that it?
Women don't want to do heavy lifting.
They don't want to lift the heavy garbage.
That's man's work, right? That was where it came from.
I managed to throw my garbage bags down the stairwell.
When did you do that? And did you do it?
I do it every time.
Yeah.
I do it every time.
Oh, you throw the garbage
down and pick it up at the bottom, or does someone else do that?
Well, if no one else does it, then I pick it up at the bottom and take it into the
garbage
place.
Did you ever hit somebody who was coming up the stairs?
Sounds like a dangerous house to be in.
Yeah, it does. What about your? What about neighbors who live at higher floors than you? Don't you encourage them to? Doesn't this habit of yours encourage them to throw garbage from a higher place?
No, because they would have to. The way the stairs are set up, it only works for me.
It's a clean
throw.
Did you
have an architect who designed the house to make it work that way?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, good. So, David Finkel, you do your garbage. I mean, we've heard that, and you don't regard it as a chore.
Something he does.
It's
just something I do when it needs to be. The bag gets full, you take out the garbage. That's all. You have to go out anyway. So you have to go out, so you take it with you. It's not a problem. And, you know, you can take it. I think so much of life is the attitude you take toward it.
Yeah.
A lot of people have said, I think I first heard people say that I know that washing dishes was something they enjoyed because it was so mindless. And it was a real change from so much else of what they did, that they really enjoyed washing dishes. And I think you could probably take that attitude toward a lot of things. And you've got me thinking about this whole chore business. I think part of the reason I have... And one of the reasons I think of myself as having a very happy life is that I don't think about chores. I just think of little things to do, and I do them when I have to do them. You get up, you make the bed. That just was... my mother wanted... Mm. us to make our beds and also to pick up after yourself. I heard that a lot. To get into the habit of doing it.
What did you drop?
Well, if you got undressed and didn't put you pick up after yourself. I'm not gonna pick up after you. You pick up after yourself. I heard that enough till it got me inured to picking up my things. And why not? But I don't think of it as a chore. I'm going to keep thinking about this. That I'm going to continue even after we've talked about this, not categorizing things as chores. Because I think if they were chores, I wouldn't want to do them. I don't want to do chores.
Right. Oh, I see. Well.
Yeah, I don't want to do chores. But
you know, there are a couple of things that have helped me do them. One is since I got my Apple Watch. You can see how much exercise or how many points you can get
for
making the bed or for taking out the garbage and things. So you get rewarded that way.
Yeah.
And secondly, as I mentioned before, if you have a to-do list and you do the chore, then you can cross it off.
That's right. That's
get
right.
a feeling of accomplishment.
Right. That's
you
know? Right.
So, that actually psychologically helps me.
It helps me too.
Oh, yeah,
do you draw a line?
It's all a fraud.
You're
fooling yourself.
No, I'm not. I'm accomplishing things and enjoying it.
Semantics.
Do you draw a line through your chores when you've accomplished them?
No, I put a star.
A star. That's very smart. I think so, because then you don't eradicate the list of your accomplishments.
Yeah, you can't remember whether you did it or not.
That's right.
Yeah.
And also you can't make the list over again if you've crossed everything off and can't read it. So there you go. I mean, Elaine May didn't cross off her chores.
Yeah.
Like, answer
about
phone
other
unless
like...
it's Michael.
What about things like going to the dentist? Is that a chore? Do you have to a dental appointment? Is that a chore?
I don't consider that a chore because it isn't work you have to do. It's just something miserable you have to live through.
But two other people have already
said
you
mentioned
it is a chore.
I have to go in a couple of days.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, that's an interesting category, though. Going to the dentist, going to the tax accountant, going to the... I mean, some of those things we don't have to do anymore because you can Zoom your way to... the tax accountant, but
it's still a chore, though.
And what's preceding it is a bigger chore, having to list all whatever you have to
get ready for the
get
accountant.
Ready for the accountant. Mm. But the dentist, you don't have to get ready for him, except maybe you have to brush your teeth,
that'd
right?
Be a good idea.
And the doctor, do you have to prepare for that?
Well, don't you? Is it a chore to spend the week before you go to the dentist trying to make up for all the tooth care you didn't do? So they won't yell at you when you get there?
They will.
I find that something I always do.
But they will yell at you anyway.
Of course.
And what about what about seeing relatives you're not too happy about?
Your mother
it's like a chore. Yeah.
You've got to drop in on Aunt Ella, and so you do it. But is that a chore? It's an obligation. Are obligations chores? I don't know.
Yes, I think
Aunt Ella.
But
it's a
I never thought of that.
to be entertained.
I hope my life doesn't deteriorate after this show, because
everything will. It's such an awful thing to spend your time on.
Suddenly become chores. I'm going to think, oh my God, I got that chore to do, which I never thought about before. Oh well.
Well, if you have to buy a birthday cake for someone or a birthday present, that doesn't.
No, that's a chore. Getting presents for people.
That's a chore. And my mother had a horrible twist on that. She felt that on my brother and I, on our birthdays, had to buy her a present. And if she invited other people over for dinner, we had to buy them presents as well.
Wow, she felt that she's tough.
The chore of raising us meant that we owed her one. And it made our birthdays horrible. I mean, they could be very silly presents. It started as kind of a joke. Mm. But even though they were silly presents, you had to think of them and go get them.
Right.
It was still...
Could they be jokey presents? I mean, could you get her a washcloth or something?
Oh, yeah, they were supposed to be jokey.
Present, yeah.
But they still took work to do.
My mother would always tell me what she wanted.
Your birthday or her?
For her birthday.
Well, see, that's different.
Yeah. She didn't care what I wanted on my birthday. She would get something.
Did you tell her?
I would tell her. Once I remember telling her, I think I mentioned this, I wanted ice skates. And she got me some, I think, used ice skates in October.
Broken ice.
And when it was December and it was Christmas, told me she had gotten me ice skates. And it was. It just wasn't the right, you know, I mean, it was months before. But they sort of accrued to my Christmas list. In her mind, it was a chore, I see now.
Now. Yeah, you get a gift.
Well, my mother owned a gift shop also.
But she didn't sell ice skates.
No, so she didn't.
She had to go
She could have had a friend who sold used ice skates.
The used ice skate store, yeah.
Probably was next door to her scratched and damaged pottery shop. But anyway, she did have a lot of gifts. And I could get gifts easily for any of you if you want any of my some of it is in perfect condition.
Mm. A lot of it.
Anyway.
Well, sometimes with gifts, getting a gift becomes a chore because it's not something you want, and then if you have to return it, that's a chore.
Complications. A complication.
You have to write a thank you note too.
Oh God. Yeah.
Right.
That's definitely a chore.
Well, and what about just regular when people have you to dinner or invite you somewhere or whatever, you have to thank them. That's a whole chore, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
coming up,
if you had a good time.
Even if you had a good time?
Can't you send an email at this point?
Yes, you can. Yeah, that's true.
Yes, but that's still a chore.
Oh,
even possibly even more of a chore.
You don't have to mail something.
But you know, in some way, if you've been invited to someone's home and you've had a wonderful meal and they've had great company there for you, writing a thank you note shouldn't seem like a chore. It should seem like something you want to do and are happy to do.
What if you had something important work to do the next day or something and you didn't have time?
To whip this thing out.
Chore.
Yeah. Well, this is Mr.
Nothing else to do,
this is Mr. You know? Happy with his chores. We have to realize that.
That's right.
That we have a real odd guy on our hands here.
I think I may have told the story that about thank you notes being chores before, but my brother took months and months to write a thank you note to his uncle. And my parents were more and more angry at him. And finally he wrote a letter saying, "Dear Uncle Herbert, I'm sorry I didn't write you a thank you letter after Christmas, and it would serve me right if you forgot about my birthday next week." Which delighted my father no end.
Did he get a present?
I don't remember. But well, that letter became famous in our family.
Well, your brother was quite a little genius there. What was that, David Finkel?
It made it less of a chore to write that letter. That was sort of...
Because it was heartfelt.
It's so rewarding, possibly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So what about taking... There used to be a chore to taking back soda bottles to the grocery store. I don't. Do we do that anymore?
I don't think we have to.
No, I gave up on that. People do it. I mean, don't you find if there are people, makes me sad in a way to watch, but people go around and collect the bottles that are in recycling cans so they can take into the store and make a little money.
So that's why we don't have to do it anymore.
Well, I just put them in a recycle bin, but I hope that someone will, get the nickel or whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
I just don't find it worth a nickel to do it myself.
People who are doing that are not doing it as a chore. They're doing it, that's their work.
Right. Survival.
Right, that's a survival thing. Yes, that's right. Right, it's not a chore at all. It's a mighty discovery when you find it's pay dirt to find a bunch of empty bottles. It's just so great if that's your job. But,
So something's a chore when we don't want to do it, or it's something that we have to do and we, it's a chore. We understand.
Chore is something repeated, isn't it, that you have to do all the time?
So, of course, we can find excuses as to why we don't want to do a chore. And I think this song that I am introducing.
Oh, yes.
has the all time
this is a subtle way of introducing a song.
Yes.
Roll another blunt. Yeah. Okay. La da 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 da. La da da. La da da da. La da da da. La da da da. Clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.
La da.
I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
La da. They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high.
La da da.
Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da.
Go.
I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Go. Go. Go.
Go. I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah. Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
Present tense,
baby. I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high though, man?
La da 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 da.
He really is high, man.
Well, I think they have an excuse.
It's amazing any music has ever been written if you couldn't get it. Chris, did you ever consider it a chore to have a song to write? And I guess I could ask David Finkel the same thing, but I know what his answer will be.
Mostly not.
Mostly not.
Because I love doing it.
You love it.
Totally love doing it. Occasionally there's a song that somebody maybe isn't for your job. And I remember I had to write a song for Leona Helmsley. Because my mother had done my mother a favor. And Leona Helmsley wanted me to write a song for Harry Helmsley, her husband's birthday. And of course, she wasn't very nice, and she didn't like my lyrics, so I had to keep writing it over and over again.
Oh, no.
And that was a chore. But normally, I even liked writing that the first time, but not the second time. Or the third, or the fourth, or the fifth. Or the sixth.
Well, she was a famously nasty person, I must say. And your mother dumped her on you.
Oh, yeah. Her son, the songwriter, right?
Yeah. Oh, right. Perfect. So she was good at assigning chores, that's for sure.
Right.
I don't remember if my mother was. I think my mother took them on herself because it was easier for... Like, some people complain their mother didn't teach them how to cook.
Uh-huh.
And my mother would get bored teaching me how to cook.
Well,
because she could do it. It was, I don't know, well, you just do this, that's all. And then she'd do it. And
well, my mother worked really, really hard, so I can't totally blame her for all these things. But that one I blame her for.
Yeah. So did you ever reach the satisfaction of Leona Helmsley where she said, great song or anything?
Well, she finally accepted it because we ran out of time. But she wasn't very happy with it. I think I had to play it at his party as well, which did not go over too well either. I don't think he liked it.
He didn't like it either. Oh, gosh.
He was a lot nicer than she was, though.
Well, in general, which is more of a chore, writing or rewriting?
Rewriting is a chore. Yeah. Well, it depends.
Yeah.
Sometimes getting a prose piece figured out is harder than rewriting it, but... Rewriting something you think is good enough already is hard.
Yeah. Right, when somebody says, can't you make
improve
it?
Yeah.
Improve it. Any comments to that one? What do you like, David Finkel? Writing or rewriting?
I like both. I like writing and I like rewriting.
Of course, why did I even ask him?
And I will tell you this. I'm thinking about getting high. And I would regard as a chore. Because I like to be high on life.
By the way, who sang that song? You didn't
tell
us.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That was Afro Man. Because I Got High. Brilliant,
right? East Palmdale.
East Palmdale what?
California. Yeah.
East Palmdale, California. What a talent.
Afro Man
anyway.
Seemed to have some Afro men singing along with him, didn't he?
Yes, he had a group with him. Yeah.
Yeah, was that a recent recording?
No, that's pretty old.
Why? Oh. How would that affect?
Because there's a parody song, a version with George W. Bush. It's singing it, so about all the things
really?
He could have accomplished, but he got high.
But he got high.
Yeah.
Well, can you sing it?
No, I can't sing it. You have to imitate George W. Bush.
Oh, didn't you do that once at one time? Oh,
no, did I?
No, it was somebody else.
It was Randy Credico.
Randy Credico, the guy who was involved with the... Roger Stone tried. Well, he was very good at imitating George Bush.
Yes, he was.
Anyway, he was an impressionist.
I played Dick Cheney.
Yeah, that's right.
It was not a very good impersonation, but...
It was about identical.
Just lowered my voice.
That was a good one. That's fine.
Thank you.
If you weren't playing Liz Cheney.
It's a chore. No, different. Nobody did that.
It was a chore to be Dick Cheney, to play him. Well, I mean, that's an interesting thing. Do you think any actor... Actors can get, going to the theater and doing their part once they've been in it too long.
Oh, it becomes a chore. That's for sure.
That could become a chore.
I mean, it could become, unless you love doing that.
And unless you hate your paycheck.
I don't like doing stuff over and over.
Anyway, just like Marlon Brando, you know that?
Yeah, just
you
like
and Marlon.
Yeah, me and Marlon.
Two of you just wanted to make up your own script. And
well, I don't know about that. But
no,
I mean,
he had people write the script on their hand.
Do it, print it, go onward, next
onward,
scene.
Right.
I
make
like
it
movies,
up.
I really do. Making movies. I don't like watching movies. I used to. But I just got over them.
Oh, is that
a chore? It's a chore.
I had to watch a TV show last night because a relative was starring in it. And it was a chore because it was, I hate television shows like that. I'm not interested in violence and guns and all that stuff. Oh, well.
Oh, well, you're not invited to Thanksgiving now.
I guess not.
Well, that would be a chore for David, too. Mm. Actually, going out to somebody's dinner party.
So I probably,
party,
yeah, right.
Because he doesn't know what he, because there's nothing he can eat on it. No matter what is on the menu, there's
what?
Nothing he
can. Coleslaw I can eat.
Well, no.
all of all that.
As my entree, I will have coleslaw. Thank you. Next.
And, but that's another thing. That's another thing you can take an attitude toward. Some people probably think preparing
coleslaw?
Thanksgiving dinner for the whole friend for the whole family.
Some cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
What is a chore?
Be something of a chore.
Something, well, not a chore. Some people think it's a chore. Others think, well, this is so much fun, getting ready for the family to gather. And,
oh.
Yeah.
Well, David doesn't like turkey to start with.
Oh, well, big deal. There is tofurkey, right?
Yeah, but the person has to be...
As good as any tofu dish you'll ever find.
Can you imagine, will you bring your own tofurkey?
No, that's not polite. Well, listen, you show up with your own tofurkey, get out of here.
Do you think
we don't have tofurkey? We have it. How dare you bring your own?
That's right. Oh, didn't that once happen to you?
Yeah, it happened to me because I brought Diet Coke to a party and the host was angry that I assumed he didn't have the world's most popular beverage. And he was offended. So I never saw him again.
He was really?
Well, you could just tell him that you were afraid of being poisoned, so you brought your own.
Should have thought of that. What the heck's wrong with you? Yeah.
Well, he was an advertising guy. So he was. So he knew what would be popular, Diet Coke.
He did know. It was the most popular beverage in the world, yes.
He was the same guy that taught us. Oh, well.
Never mind. Leave
that out. Yes. We had to do toilet paper, but
when
I'll spare you.
I told
when,
you.
Replacing the toilet paper roll, that could be a chore, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you have to, especially if you run out of it, that's a mess.
Oh, that'd be worse.
But I want to know what everybody, the minute this show, we finish taping this show, what is the first chore that all of you are going to do or have to do?
Oh, that's a good one.
Cook.
Cook?
Cook, yeah.
Cook.
Okay. What's the first chore? What do you have to do?
What do
you already
I have
took
to do?
The garbage.
You know, one
down.
Of the new chores I have is thanks to sports betting being legal, I have to track all my little sports bets and see how I'm doing and everything. I'm doing very well, by the way. One of the sports places gave me $300 just for signing up, and I play like $2 bets on every game I can find. And now I'm eating up most of my time just balancing my book. I became the bookie. Not the bookies became the player.
How are you doing at that point?
One place gave me $300 to start, and I'm now at $385 after 3 months. But nevertheless, I'm not losing. Somehow I'm winning.
Somehow or other, he never does seem to lose. It's just a miracle of all times, especially if...
Just bet against the Giants.
It always works. How right you are. Wow. Here's to Jack Winter all over again. He used to buy piles of socks so that he didn't have to wash them. Okay, all the time. You've been listening to the Hour of Lateral Thinking. On this show, you heard us with Chris Cerf, David Finkel, and Maggie Paley discuss chores.
This program originates from 5 neighborhoods in New York.
In one of them, our audio engineer and musical perpetrator is Bob Auld, with special thanks to the Coasters, Dolly Parton, and Afro Man, and the Afro Men. You can reach us at catradiocafe@gmail.com or on Facebook or Twitter at Cat Radio Cafe. I'm Janet Coleman.
I'm David Dozer.
The Displaced Playwright.
This has been a production of Cat Radio Cafe.
The feline's favorite radio empire.
And remember our slogan.
Cats don't do chores unless it is time to wash the giraffe.
Ha, ha, ha.